כנפי יוינה נחפה בכסף. זה ביזוס מצרים שנאמה, ותבואי בעדי אדוים, עדי זו ביזוס מצרים. סוינינו, תויר התפילה נקרא דחר ונוקה, בגיסוד. תויר התפילה זה זוכר נקי, תויר זה משפיעה, תפילה זה מקבל, תפילה זה בחינם נקיבה, ראית תפילה זה עבודה, עבודה זה איש למטה מעלה. ותויר זה דחר, תויר זה בחינם משפיעה, אקספלין. כתפילה במדרגוס המקבל מהתויר, תפילה זה מקבל פן תויר. ותפילה בלא תויר, תפילה בדעת תויר אין תפילה עושה שלמה. תפילה ודעת תוירה זה אין תפילה עושה שלמה, וכן תוירה בלי תפילה, תוירה ודעת תפילה זה עושה אין תפילה עושה שלמה, אין תפילה עושה שלמה. So he has to explain, he has to explain why one's חסה ודעת the other one. וכל אחד הוא פלג גוף, each one is only a half a גוף. השורי בלי אישה שהיא התפילה, because that's נוקבה. Somebody is שורי בלי אישה. Shari b'lei Torah, Gamki. If he's without an Isha, he just learns Torah without the Koyach HaTfilah, he's Shari b'lei Torah Gamki. Ava b'shalaymeid, even though he learns Eina b'shalaymus, it's not b'shalaymus. Tfilah b'lei Torah, Yev Shaliyaz, Tfilah without Torah, is Yev Shaliyaz Kivim, she'ein loy, Seichel shel Torah, since he doesn't know the Seichel of Torah, Eino yochol espalal b'shem. Shemai espalal b'mishrab b'adam azarim. Neim adish eino yodim b'shem ha'mefoyosh. Ha'omno k'shodam aschol espalal adayinu b'prozdor. Person starts davening, he's still b'prozdor. So lo yimash shom meichin atzmoy b'chdi sheyuchol ikonis lefnim b'chatz ha'melech. So ha'chon. Ho'oymid lefnei ha'melech, meroi sh'melech olav mo'oyd. Ma'shein ki koydim b'oyd ha'melech, Eina ima, he hasn't got so much yira. Kach adam etchila eina yira. Tfilah is, he's meichin atzbe b'chdei shikoneis, shiichnes ala melech. Kshbo ala melech, naifil alav yira b'doi b'o. Ach yesh b'chines harba. Ki eina doime yira lefni saak, yira lefni ha-melech, v'eina doime yira sa-melech, yira b'ni mishu melech, melech, and kumbay kesa. There's all different levels. Zal derech mosh, king b'govim ha-reimim, yish gavoya amal gavoya. Shoyim v'odim yira lesakin, lehisakin, b'prozda kadish tkonis l'trakin. Ach gam b'boy l'traklin, even when he reaches the traklin, yesh kama b'chinas, there's a few b'chinas. V'yeda adon, a person should know, lifnei mi ato oimid. A person should know, lifnei mi ato oimid, sheyesh gavoya mal gavoya, b'tomid yesh ma'ala she'ina m'segas. There's always a ma'ala that's not m'segas. There's always gavoya al gavoya. Zeu t'chila lifnei melech, v'chakach b'chinas yesh, lifnei melech malchem lochem shir yesh, m'resho'ina b'chin tomid. So what's the issue? What's Torah and what's tefillah? So the bottom of tefillah is, as he says, when a person starts davening, he's still in the prosdor. In other words, tefillah, the difference between tefillah, as we said, the difference between tefillah and Torah is that you see that tefillah needs a lot of akdama. Tefillah needs a lot of akdama. Torah, you don't see so much akdama to Torah. Right? So you see the marishoyin and my davening, or yishoyin, shorachas. The whole seder tefillah is all hachana. Right? Tefillah is shmoneh esrei. And you have a Seder Avodah, of a Seder of Korbanos, or the Masiyah, Zimra, Yitzira, Pesukah, Bechs Krishma, Bria, till you get to Shemoneh Esrei, till you get to Tefillah. Tefillah is a whole Seder, a whole Seder Avodah. What's the Yisod? The Yisod is, the Pshat is that Tefillah means that a person has to go higher and higher out of his Kelim, has to become more Mufshet, and Mufshet, and Mufshet, and Mufshet, and Mufshet. Right, Shemoneh Esrei, you know, is Olam Atzilus. Olam Atzilus is Kulei, Kulei Likus. Even the Kelim are completely bottled, and it's Kulei Likus. So a person is preparing himself for Tefillah, is preparing himself to be Mafshit himself from his Guf, from his Kelim. Midarga Ladarga, Midarga Ladarga. A person can't go straight up to Atzilus. A person's got to be Mafshit himself first. And that's the whole Avoida, right? The person initially feels his Guf, and feels the Olam Hazeh, and feels everything. And then he can't. Then he starts dominating. He's only in the prosdar. He doesn't feel like he's oimid lefnei ha-melech. Therefore, he needs to go. He needs a whole seder of achana. Slowly, being mafshit himself from his kelim until he reaches a point where he's completely mufshat. Once he reaches the point he's completely mupshat, so then he's miskalal into the Or. See, a keli holds the Or down. A keli holds everything down. Once he's mispashit from his kelim, so then automatically there's a bechina of iskalus and the moedik etchuka, and that's the bechina of el isheich to shukoseich. He says the tefillah is a bechina of nekeva. The nekeva's etchuka is, so we said before, it's called kala lechadogi because kala is melashim kiloyin. The etchuka is to be niskalo. In other words, to be niskalo, to go out of her kelim, mamish to become part of the baal. That's the iskashus. In other words, to stop being her own independent entity, to go out of a kelim and to be miskal into the makor, into the makor hamashpia. And that's what tefillah is all about. That's what tefillah needs, achana. Tefillah needs achana to go from level to level. Be darida, and then sort of close the door. And so tefillah makes a person. That's why first makes a person go be darug or darug. To be tefillah is to be mispashit from gashmis. And what happens when a person has reached the tachlis, he's mamish, now he's been mispashit completely from all his kelim. So then he's niskal, then he's oichet to Torah. The etzim Torah is a shefer leki. So Torah is a shefer leki. Torah is dafke with avana and hasoga and kelim. Right, but Torah is a shefer leki. To get the shefer leki from Torah, it has to be completely nispashed from his kelim, and then he can be miskalel with the Torah. Mamish like a chasna kala, yom chasna nasa yezumat in Torah. And so tefillah helps a person be mispashed from his kelim in order that he's miskalel into the Torah, and then he comes down with the shefer leki with the Torah. So Torah is mashpiat, and then Torah is mashpiat. Torah, that's the sodom. Yigati mitzosi. Torah is shefer leki. Torah is kulay lekus, like the Tanya says. That Torah is the atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. Hanochi anon nafshi kesavis yehovis. Torah is mamish, the famous Bala Tanya, that in the Olam Hazeh, when a person learns Torah, so it's be'etzim, he's learning a greater gilu, greater b'chinas alikus than in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is minayin mizibah shchina. Learning Torah is mamish v'atzmus v'izbarach, famous Bala Tanya. So pshat is Torah is a mamish ha'shef alaki. Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai, a person should drop dead when he learns Torah. And Klal Yisrael dropped dead when they were coming to the Torah. That's the richtige way to learn Torah. No, for us. I mean, Apshat is. What's the Vart? The Vart is because Torah is kulei shefer leki, so maybe it can't come into a person's keli. But the way to be koyin a Torah is to be mispashed oneself from the keli, and then you miskal into the Torah, and then you can come down, and then you can come down to makabel the Torah. That's the Seyda Avoid. I mean, that's why in Misamigdosh you had Ezus Nashim, and you had Ezus Yisrael, and then you had Yudalef Amalita, you had Ezus Koinin, and you have Ulam Lemizbeach, and then you have the Heichal, and in the Kodesh Kadosh, and that's the Mokim where the person is completely dispassed from the Kena. The person is Nishkamensh. Chol Odom La Yev Oel Moed, Chape Bakodesh Atzeisen. Chazal Darshan, the Kohen Gadol wasn't an Odom. He was higher, he was a hecher than a bechinas Adam, and that's how he could go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's the vote. When he goes out completely out of his kelim, and he becomes ois Adam, then he can be mischaber. What was in the Kodesh HaKadosh? In the Aura, in the Torah. So the avoda is to be in a completely niskal, completely nispashit, darga achad darga, till he's out of his kelim. When he's out of the kelim, so then he's becoming the Torah, and then the Torah is mashpia to him, and then he comes back into the Bechinas Havon of Asog, he brings the Seichel and the key. So a person, let's say, learns Torah without tefillah. So he's learning the Chatzonius, he's learning the Chelek HaChatzoni of Torah. He's not learning the Rabbein Shalom and the Shefer the key of the Torah, because only you can only get that through tefillah. Tefillah is the person's mafshit himself completely, and he's miskal into the Torah, and therefore when he brings it down, he's bringing down the Shefer the key. That's what he's bringing down. In other words, he's bringing down the inside, he's bringing down the Shefer the key, and he can be margish that the Shor Shanogach is only a levush. But in there, there's the Shefer the key mamish. A person who learns Torah without tefillah, so he's learning farming laws. Shor Shanogach is a pora, or cattle farm laws. But he's not learning the Shefer the key. A person who davens has no Torah, as he says, Ein Eidel is spelled b'shem. What does it mean, Enyadah? What's the chashivas? What's the inyan of this Baal B'Shem? The Indian not to be mispalel b'shem is this nakuda. B'shem means a certain havana and asaga. So he said that Torah is kulay shmoys of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So meila, therefore Torah gives the person the gilui, right? Tefillah is preparing for the gilui, right? Tefillah is taking out one's kelim, preparing for the skalus and the gilui. Torah is the mice of the gilui. Torah is kulay shmoys of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the emistic tefillah is also somebody who knows the idea lacham b'shem, which somebody's got Torah, he reached the dialogue of Torah. And Mela, he sees that she's got the Shef Eloki, and he's got the Shef Eloki, so he's dominating with the Shef Eloki. Somebody's just mafshit himself, so he's like a sumira, but he hasn't got the Shef Eloki, so it's another Shlemus. The Shlemus is, if he can be mafshit himself from all his kelim, and be niskalel with the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how he dominates, that's the Shlemus. So he has the Ma'ir of Tefillah, and then he has the Ma'ir of Torah. That's why one without the other doesn't go. Clear?
Yeah.
So that's for Ruchni, it's for Avoida. For Ruchni is to be mafshit oneself, there's a whole seed of Avoida. That's what Shulza, that's what it says in Halacha. The Chassidim Rishonim used to get to Shemoneh Esrei, used to get to Tefillah, they used to almost arrive by Spashtas Agashmi. All those in Yonim are going out of their Kalim, Pashut, going out of their Kalim. And then they can be zoicha, and that's what tefillah does. Tefillah is mafshit one from all one's kelim, until you can be niskalel with the Torah. That's the dag of Torah. That's how a person has to look at the halakha of Torah. A person has to look at the Torah. See, if a person is still in his kelim, still in all his levushim, then he's toifas toiro. It's not the levushim of Torah. If a person's mafshit himself from all his levushim, then he's toifas the Torah. Then he's masid the Torah without levushim. Torah and Levushim is Kula Elikus. Torah Kula Shmoisim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the sod of Torah and Tefillah. That's where the whole story of Purim is all Hilchos Batei Knesis. The whole large part of Maseches Megillah, the last half of Maseches Megillah is all Hilchos Batei Knesis. Purim is Megala Tefillah. Purim is Megala Tefillah. How is Purim Megala Tefillah? Purim is Megala Tefillah because, just like we said over here, the Moshul, you go to Melech, and you go to the Prozdor, then you go even closer and even closer. Why do we type as the Moshul of a Melech? Because the Melech is something that's out of our Kehillah. Even Kehillah, Melech Pasfadam, in a human understanding. So Melech is something that's Gohecha. Like, you know, Melech is something that's Gohecha. So you want to give a Moshul of somebody who's the Yira that he has for going something that's mamish beyond his Kehillah. I mean, he can't be masig the godless and the dus. So that's the melech. The melech, he wears the keser. Keser is beyond. So that's the musig. That's the marshal. That's always the marshal. The marshal. The marshal is of a melech. And you can't go to a melech mebas achas. So therefore, you got a prize draw. Oymed lifnei melech. Because you can't something that's beyond your kelim, out of your kelim. So you got to go level by level. So Achashverosh. Achashverosh was a melech, and he stopped with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the Seyda Avoidah to get to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Achashverosh wanted to copy that, Kakoif Bifnei Odom, Kakuf Bifnei Odom. He wanted to copy that Inyan. Then you go near and you get nearer to Achashverosh, nearer to Achashverosh, nearer to the Zachis and Gashmias, you don't need Hachanas. A Magushim Dika person has a Shulchan Aruch laid in front of him, he doesn't need. There's no Dargas, what Dargas of food and Dargas of Mogashmi, doesn't want to go out of his kelim, right? Gashmi doesn't need Hachana. Esau comes home and he tani nam in Adam Azeh. Paul opens his mouth, it's already on a bracha, on a garnish. In Gashmi, there's no. In Ruchni, the chiddush is that you want to be mafshit yourself from Gashmi. You want to be mafshit yourself from Gashmi. So there's a Seder, a whole Seder. To be mafshit yourself from Gashmi, that's a Seder Avoida. Or be in Gashmi alone. Hazit Shaykh, Darga, the whole Gashmis is here, in one second. So that was Achashverosh, is trying to be Oike. That's why Achashverosh made a Suda, and then they made it the Chotzer, and then you go forward, and then this minister, and then it's a whole Seda of Gashmis. Until you get to the Avia voice of Gashmis, Achashverosh himself. That's a tzad klipper. it's a tzad klipa to the end, to the yisod that we're saying. In Ruchnius, it's a seida avoida until you completely mafshit yourself. Chavin Gashmius, to go deep and deep in Gashmius, it's not a seida avoida, it's not something that you can go, it's something that you, straight away. In other words, ki'ilu, theoretically speaking, you don't need a hachana to go to Achashverosh. Achashverosh, you can just go to straight away. It's a davar magushim. And Dovah Magushim is a, everybody has Tfisa and Gashmius and Dovah Magushim, so you can get to Achashverosh straight away. But he wanted that same Yira, that same feeling that a person has when he wants to get to the Avodah, being Oymed Lifnei Melech Malchem Nochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to have that, he wanted that people should have that to him as well. And that was the whole Yisod of the whole Arichas at the beginning, over here, and then they had even there, and then the ministers, and they had 100 days, 180 days, and Nochasud, and you're getting, you're climbing up to go more and more Magushim. That's the whole clip of Zeh Lo'om HaZeh, of the Achon of the Beis HaMikdash. And Mina, therefore, in Klal Yisrael, when Nenem Zedosim Shel HaChashverosh, Samshat is they lost their Tfisa of Tefillah. That's what happened. They lost the Tfisa of Tefillah, of the Achon of the stages, of the steps, of Da'alef Nebiyat Oymed, that they lost. And instead, Lahavdil, Elf Abdalis, instead, it was Nitfas, in Sudas HaChashverosh, Fa'agash Mystik Ezach. So Mina, therefore, Esther said, Mina Esther said, Leich Knoisis Kol HaYehudim. Esther said, Leich Knoisis Kol HaYehudim. Knois means send all the Eden to the Bati Knesses. And then, what's she going to do when they're davening? She's going to go straight to the Melech, even though she hasn't been called. Right? She hasn't been called a long time, and the Melech is Yosef, his mamish, and Lefnai V'Lefnim, and she's just going to walk in there. Why'd she have to do it that way? I'm sure she'll protect you to get into the Melech. Why'd she have to be Moisa Nefesh? Why dafke this way? Vanila any crazy love in the Melech? She's gonna just walk into the Melech. What's the you know? Boy bebasachas, boy b'shal. She's walking in. Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaKnesses is davening. And she's davening. In other words, Amtzecha leYeres Hashachar, Mizmor David, Keili Keili Lama Zavtani. The whole peric there comes from Esther. She's davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and she's going straight to Achashverosh. She's being misaken in the kilkel. Achashverosh, you need hachanas, you need a prosdor, and you need a dos, and you need a yentz. Achashverosh, you just go straight in. It's a davar gashmi. There's no seida avoda. There's no dal for me. There's no yirei lo. It's a kulei gashmi. She was being mazalzen in Achashverosh's whole seida. And Achashverosh's whole seida, making himself sogor masugar until you get into him, and this and that. She was being mazalzen in that. She was saying there's only a seida avoda midarga ladarga in ruchnis. Lifnei melech melchem lochem. However, for Achashverosh, there's no seida avoda to get to Achashverosh. Only in Tefillah there's a seida avoda. So while they were davening, she went straight into him. Kira, there's no prosdor, and there's no dus, there's no achonis. By Gashmius, a person just goes straight. In other words, the whole Olam HaGashmi is not an avoida, so you can be toifus the whole Olam HaGashmi. You don't need any seida avoida for that. So that's why she went into the Melech. Ki'ilu, there's no achonis, there's no garnished. You just go straight in. That's how she was mevatel the clipper of this whole seida avoida that Achashverosh tried to bring in. So Meila, therefore that's why Klal Yisrael restored tefillah. And Esther was mevatel ki'ilu the tefillah should be klipa the da'al lifnei mi miyat ha'imid v'achashverosh. That's how the gzeira was nullified. So Klal Yisrael reached that level of going through the seida tefillah until they reached that level of mamish taka v'tzumo alai v'altoichlu v'altishtu v'mamish. They left their kelim, they rose to a mordek mandrega of altoichlu v'altishtu v'sazayim kippetik mandrega. Kippetik mandrega is the coin goes into the kodesh kadoshim, and there is the aron. Is there, that's what Klal Yisrael makabel the Torah, and that's kima makibla Yehudim from Purim. That was the seida avoda, the tefillah, and then there was zeichet the Torah. They went in ki'ilu to mechinas kodesh kadoshim, and then they went, and then they were makabel the Torah. Made by nefashos. You want to meet me? Shahakol.
ברוך אתה אדוננו אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן. So that's the סוד. Achashverosh is there. What you have to have bonus to be masig Achashverosh, to be masig in the bunch line, who one can't be masig pilavush gashmi. So there you need, there's a void of Achashverosh. You can be masig him. You can be masig his tuma without any avoid. That was the sod. That in Avoida, we masik kariyach the Rabbanu Shalom, we mafshit ourselves from our levushim, and we masik kiru, we go up to a madrega where there's kulay no levushim, and then we're in the skyl. Chashverosh, ki'ilu, beklippa did that with Vashti. They wanted Vashti to come in, beli levushim. And that's the shpitz, that was like the shpitz of the Suda. That was like the shpitz of the Suda. It's mamish a copying of the Tzadak Kedusha. A person is mafshit himself from the Levushi HaGashmi in order to be masik something which is Me'al HaMe'ivah, the Gashmis. He's kulay the Tzadak Klippa, the Tzadak Tuma. Vina yesh lefamim shemachmas toikev Arvus Adam is boyer, Achas toikev Arvus Adam is boyer, Moise nafshay bedabra en Hashem, he's Moise nefesh when he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. בכל כך יוסף עד שאינו חסר גופו אף אל נפשי יצא בדברו אין החוישש even if it's נפשי יצא בדברו אין החוישש אמו יצא עצמא על קדושי סיסברך והוא מחמס שנתן להם עשה הבוירי שפע הדס השולים לה ונס השולים now those like we said once a person is see the oira the key that's in a person once it's nitfas in the person's kelim so the person holds it down however when a person is mafshet himself from a kelim so the aura naturally is an aura yasha, is an aura chayzer, it's an aura that goes back to its shayrish. So the aura is always being held down by the keli, like a wick, the candle. So the keli, the wick is holding back the aura, but the aura flickers to go up. Once a person has mafshit himself from his gashmistik kelim, so maybe there's nothing holding him down anymore. So then he feels naturally, nafshi yotze medaber, elecha Hashem nafshi yeso. Understand that's the hemshach. It's only comes when a person feels the levushim, so that's how he keeps it down. Once he's mafshit himself from the levushim, so it's kulay na elach Hashem nafshi esa. Because then he's masig das, of the godless of the levushim. See, das is vayeda adam es chave ishtoi. Das is bem is the yichud of the rabbi shleim. The yichud of the rabbi shleim is a skalalus with a yid. Is in the skull of the rabbi shleim. Yid is in the skull of the rabbi shleim. So that's chayzer l'shayrosha. Chayzer l'shayrosha means that there's nothing holding him down anymore. Nothing holding him down anymore. So maybe he feels that's the das. Das is the chibur of his kashrus. And there's a chibur of his kashrus, the rabbi shleim. So then that's the skull. Ki'ilu b'derech yichud. The zibur b'adam neishtoy ki'ilu without levushim. Tafka without levushim. Without levushim means it can't be his kallus if everybody's oimed in their levushim. In other words, if the isha is oimed in her levushim, means if she's masik things her way, and she's her seder and her life is hers, and things are hers, there's a her involved. There's a her involved means she's still in her kalim, in her levushim. How can she be the skalus? So maybe the skalus can only be in belid levushim. Skalus belid levushim, so then automatically the aura without a candle, so the aura flickers, the aura goes up. And that's the Sadeh's colors. That's the Ziva. That's what Zivuk does. Veda, once a person has been mafshit himself, he suddenly feels a moedika tukka for Avos Adam's Boyroi. He feels a moedika chukka to be niskal to the niskal of Boyroi. So, with the chain, the yachsik of Adam toy with Atzma Shulzeki, ilu le nitin le Boyroi, das is a loyo esaki. It's the koyach that comes from his avoida. His avoida was to be mafshit himself from his koyach, from his levushim. Once he's mafshit himself from levushim, it's not his avoida that is scholarless. It's a memela dika das. It's a memela dika scholarless. It's coming from the boy kolam. Boy kolam. So there, mitanish is calling beisay ba'ava boys yibuzanoy. And act in tchila. Ki kmoi sheba odam agashmi yish bechin as ibor v'ayloda v'yinike v'gadlus. And odam agashmi is a bechin of ibor, right? Pregna v'ayloda v'yinike v'gadlus, right? So, this is a kabal dikazach. Kaboy chushba l'gadlus niten lo yadas, right? Kotten is aimboy das. Oz chayv mitzki yish le das la'avim s'ashem. In other words, the difference between a katan and a gadol is a katan she'ein boy das, he can be a big talmid chacham. Right? It's not so difficult to teach a child. He mustn't put a light on Shabbos. Almost always shuts his pot if he switches a light on. You tell him 100 times not to. Ein boy das. What is ein boy das? Ein boy das means a katan. He can't be mafshit himself from his levushin. He can't be zeichet to das. In other words, his games and his thing is his etzimetzias, right? If you take the head off his doll, his teddy, so Charlie says it's the end of the world. Why? Because he's mummish, he's mordika, emotionally attached to his levushin, to his possessions, to his achim. Also, he mustn't take something away, he mustn't snatch something away from a child. Charlie's because he's mordika kosher to the zachen around him, to the levushay ha'olam. So maybe it's aimed by das. He stopped being masbi as kashrus to the kus. He can't be menatek himself from his kashrus to his teddy bear. Cotton shame of a godly aimed by das means he can get emstik in his kashrus. He can get emstik. So maybe if he can get emstik in his kashrus, he can feel emotionally attached to the mitzvahs. So in that matzav of being emotionally attached to the mitzvahs, he can be held responsible because he can take a feel. He can take a be mafshit himself of the revush. So therefore, ki yesh ledas lam ken Yisrael hoyi b'Mitzrayim ku uber hanitan b'meimoy. Klal Yisrael b'Mitzrayim were like an uber b'meimoy. Chines ibo shloi lem das lavet es Hashem. Moshe yitzim b'Mitzrayim hoyo yitzo as adas. Nikoich la poil v'nikro ilodo. Moshe Rabbeinu, we discussed in Mori 9, says it many times. Moshe Rabbeinu is the das, right? Is the b'chines das of Klal Yisrael. B'chines das of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was mamish makusha to the Rebbein Shlom. Pshat is the vort of Pirish from Yishtar is that the Zivim of Yishtar is a moshel to the Das. Vayed Adam is Chava, that's kilu a moshel to the Emistik of Das, kilu, the Emistik of Zivim. Moshe Rabbeinu's Das was so great that he was Dovik, kilu, b'chines Emistik of Zivim. He was completely in his battle, all his chushim, bitl kol ha-chushim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was like, to the Torah, like we said earlier. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a big mispalel to Klal Yisrael. V'schanan el Hashem for to come to Eretz Yisrael. He's a big mispalel. Mispalel means that he's mafshit all his levushim. Meaning that he's koina and then he's zeichet to das the godless. Meaning his yichud and his zivug. His yichud and zivug with the Rebbein Shalayna. So that's the das. That's the das. The bechinas misuris nefesh. The bechinas adlecha Hashem nafshi esa. So nafshi yotze b'dabar. That was the dagger of Moshe Rabbeinu. Complete bitl ul lechushim. That's the Bechina of Das. So Moshe Rabbeinu took us out to Mitzrayim. So that took the Das, Mikoich HaLapoel, that's called Ha'ilada, right? Ha'ilada is Mikoich HaLapoel. Chakach netan lema Toyer, Bechines Yinika, Shatoyer Nikra. We said that once you learn to be Kehle, once you have Das, and you Zoichet to Toyer. And Toyer is called Dadea Yirvan Becholis, that's Bechines Yinika. So Vehine Lefize, O Yitzor, Chliya is Shias Azman, Ben Katnas the Gadlis, should have been a Shias Azman. Takes time. 13 years. El Shakach Baruch Hashem Shleiba Droga Shabbat Tekev Mikatnas Legadlus Adas Hashalom. Bezeo Yeh Neis Lemanu Ben Azman. They came straight away Mikatnas Legadlus. Veloy Yeh Tzarek Shehi Azman. It didn't need the Shiva. Bechol Adam Uki. Bechol Adam Yeshki. Tchila Adas Bekoich Levad. Vu Bechines Ibar. Tchila Adas Bekoich Levad. Vachakach Yesh Hoilodas Adas Mikoich Lapoel. And then there's the Hoilodas Adas Mikoich Lapoel. Kshmaskel Lispalul Belavid Hashem. So then. Noisen la Kodesh Baruch Hu, Das Godel, Matana, Liya is Chishik, Amis Ava, V'nichsel, Vla Vedosa, Yoyse. And that's what he said, that Tefillah brings a person to a Tefillah is the Bechines Isha. Isha is with Ishech Tushukoseich. Right, that's the Darg of Das, Ishech Tushukoseich, this Chabrus, the Shishtokikus, to be Niskalel of Bebala. Right, that's the Das of Godless. And that leads to a Merdeka, Moedika Chishik, Moedika Taiva, and that's the Shadi. Mitanish is calling Besai. Henko Chosov, Besai is a man, he's building his Koyachus. Kulam Mitanish with Abba Hashem Taylor, Shizalem Taivas Odom, and a boy's Yavuzle in a Shemai, and a boy's Yavuzle. It's not the Darg of the Odom, it's Minashemai, not Nuloy Natana. See, that's a very important Kulu, that's the Sodom, Yagati Matsasi. A Saga of Torah, doesn't Mr. through Tefillah be mashed himself completely. Not automatically, the person is mainly he's mashed himself completely, so mainly he's masik Torah. It doesn't go like that. Right? Or a person's masik Torah, or a person's masik the smardika ava, right? So Pshat, not pshat, the person is his madrigi, is masik the av. He did the avoid of taking away all other avas. He did the avoid of taking away all other. He mafshit himself from all that, from everything else. But once he's mushed from everything else, so Mela automatically is niskalo, and then automatically the chelik lekai inside him is automatically niskalo to go to the shayrish. So Mela, so therefore, that's if a person thinks it's mitzad himself, by zivuzulai, it's min hashemayim, not min leimatana. I was being miskashim with the Rebbein Shalom, it's like the Rebbein Shalom created a woman, a nukva, with this bechina of Elishech Tshukosech. So Kolzman she's not married, and Kolzman she's not she doesn't betray him, and Kolzman she doesn't kilu chas v'shalom, she doesn't misyached with anybody else. So naturally she's got an Elishech Tshukosech. She keeps the machshavas kadoshes and tahiris. So then there's a naturally bechina of Elishech Tshukosech. The same thing with the Yid and Olam Hazeh. Yidin Olam Hazeh is if he's misrachik from everything else, he's misrachik from everything else. Automatically, he's got a chukka. It's got a chukka. The boyer, he's got a chukka. That's the das of kedusha. He's got automatically a chukka to be niskal to the hechta madrega. That's coming from the rabbi shalom. So every asaga of Torah is that nakuda. You reach that level where you had a ishech to shukasech. And that's his matan Torah. Beim chasanosi zu matan Torah. Then he's zeich to the das because you're in a scholar with the Rabbi Shalom. You became one with the Rabbi Shalom. And then he's zeich to the thing. So therefore, the chukka to the Rabbi Shalom, the bechinas nakeva, which is a chukka to the zocher, kaviyachol to the Rabbi Shalom. So that's natural. Just keep away from everything else, and then you'll naturally feel that chukka. And that's avoda. That's the whole avoda of a person of the yichudim of yudkei vovkei. So the vov and the kei. The vov is the first, and zerampin. That's the kadosh baruch hu. And then the hey is the nukva. And the yichud of vovkei is the person should feel the chukka. The person should feel the moedik chukka. Should get to the level where he feels the chukka. And once he gets to that level of chukka, so then zememela. The Mamela, there's a yichud. Mamela, he feels the hay, feels the skull listen to the vav, and that's the avoda, that's the yichud of the vav kei, which is the yichud. Right? Yud kei is always be yichud. I discussed that last week. Chacham bina vav kei, that's the yichud. The yichud is naturally to be drawn to the for the hay to misyachim of the vav. That's the whole avoda. So a cheshek is a natural cheshek. Zeo kamfe yena, heim Yisrael, nechba b'kesef, b'cheshik b'tav. Zu bizos mitzrayim, shenosin lema kodesh baruch hu, sheloi ba'adroga ka'omo. Kesef is miloshin cheshik, kisufin. Lechein oim yom tomet zeichel yitzis mitzrayim. Zeo v'tirbi, v'tigdili, v'tavoyu, v'adei adoyim. Avagav shayu rak shadayim lechoinu. Even though they're only b'chin of shadayim, b'chin of zinika. And nevertheless, they came to godless, zu bizos mitzrayim ka'omo. In other words, Klal Yisrael then, Rabbi Shlom gave them all the madrigas, what a person gets to after being mafshit himself. So Be'etzim Klal Yisrael should really have to be mafshit himself from Memtes Shari Tumah straight away, but slowly, whatever. But they saw they weren't on that madriga. So it's Ki'ilu, the Rabbi Shlom gave them the Hargosh of Shemayin Esra before they even started Kabbalas. Took them straight into the thing. Later, they had to do it step by step. They had to mafshit themselves every day, mem tes yoim, and then they can. And then once they got to that level, they were completely mafshit themselves from the shari tumah. So then automatically they fell the hiskalalis into their bunch loin, and that's parcha nishmasam when they got the Torah. Oh, but straight by yitzis mitzrayim, they got to that madrega. That it came to them kila not naturally, but even when it comes naturally, it's still not the person. It's still the rabban shloim. So it's anyways the rabban shloim. And then they felt it was a Rabban Shalom because there was no hachana. But after that, the Rabban Shalom says, "I want you to feel. I want you to climb out of your kelim until you feel that naturally." So that's what was called Bizas Mitzrayim.
That's the paragraph.
Yeah. Oh, Mamid Mamatana Shazem Matana Gadolah Shenitlam and Godless Takeif. Oh, but they say that Adroga can't even see Mitzrayim. So once they got das to godless, that was the godless. They got das of godless. Without going through. In other words, they went straight into the Fnai but the Fnim. They didn't have to wait 1 second by the Kodah. Never say the Vavoida. Where did the Gazach? When Shlom sent them down the godless. In other words, a person Kilu was so tumah. Yeah, and that's where Mr. Koyach of Batshuva. Batshuva, Swarm say the Batshuva gets that Koyach. It goes away again. And then he has to work time and time. But straight away, if the Batshuva wakes up one morning, I mean, a friar wakes up one morning, and he's a Pachadika, his Iris of Tshuva, and he mumish feels and he goes wild, he wants the Tshuva. It's the same Bechina. Same Bechina. No, in other words, it's a matana from the Rabbi Shalom, and he feels that matana, and he feels suddenly a sudden Moedik Tshuva. It's like Klal Yisrael. You know the sod because sodak of katnus, but nevertheless, the Rebbein Shlomo sends them down the aura of dadlus, and that sucks in the katnus, and then they feel that they're chukka even without going through the whole seder of avodah. But that's not lasting. That's not lasting. That goes away. Always, the avodah avodah zara. Sfarim say that. Balatanya says. Arizal thinks says as well. The Dara Flogger also wanted to go very high. Also wanted to go to Fnai Vilifnim. So what's the difference? They also wanted to take the Hashbaz, but they want to do with that. They want to do with that Avoida. In other words, they'll go up and take it themselves. Instead of getting permission, instead of Avoida of Hezus Noshim, Anoshim, Koyanim, Heichel, Ulam, Rizbeach, Heichel, instead of Sukkot Zimra, Kabornas, Zimra, Bechs Krishna, they said, well, without any Avoida, we'll get up there. When you get through your Avoida, we'll get up without avodah. It's an Arishkeit, because any Torah that you can be masik there will only be the chitzayni of Torah. You'll know what to do if your ox goes your ox, but you won't be masik anything else. You won't be masik anything else because you've got the needs of pshitas hakela. And there are times when Rebbein Shlomo sends down a ha'ara and his sayers without pshitas hakela. And that's zmani, not like the Rebbein Shlomo led it Yitzis Mitzrayim, and then he goes away. And then Klal Yisrael, the Memtes Yoyim, is that? And then they did it step by step until at that point they already mafshed themselves from all the tumma and from all the gashmi sticky kelim, and then there was zeichet to kabbalah satayim.
Is there any time a
Baal Tshuva
can have that service without the tefillah or?
Bada, it's a matana. Some of them just from nowhere have this terrible Moedik HaTshuka that doesn't give them peace. They feel that Moedik HaTshuka to something, they don't know what it is, and it doesn't give them peace. And they've got no Menuchas on their fish, they don't enjoy television anymore. And I'm saying, well, they say that, they don't enjoy all the Tayevas anymore. And they don't know where it's from. And that's Godless Adas, the Moedik HaTshuka. That's like Klal Yisrael, it's right.
Well, I think this person, not as personal, like Rabbi always says, like, if you can be rushed with the davening, always have a geshmak of davening, and then come to the Torah, meaning because you jump in the Torah without the...
That's right. And then the Torah is intellectual, that's mamish, it's mission l'shem. Torah is shmoysim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody's masik Torah without the shmoysim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is achim vei.
And are there any people who can reach that midrash with skipping that?
Impossible. Skipping tefillah?
Not skipping, but...
Whatever, without tefillah, impossible.
Even the Heil Gargantua
says that... So Tshuva gets a special matana from Rabbi Shalom Zmani. So then, yeah, and the Klal Yisrael Yitzis Mitzrayim, but he went away the next day. The Godless Amalekim that came down went away the next day. So Avodah, from time to time, a person can have a bigger soyas. If you see on a Seda Avodah, without the davening, the Heilige Rabbi Yonson Eibshitz says that for Shvach Adai, for Shvach, so Shvach, his learning was never Shvach, but what he calls Shvach Adavni affected his learning. Amitzias Gomel Mamish. Because that's the difference between being Teufels Torah, the difference between being Teufels Torah Al Shemes Mishal Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he said, if you don't learn Torah, then when you're davening, Ein Yodeh L'Spal B'Shem. Ein Yodeh L'Spal B'Shem. Torah is Shemoysav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not chapping the Rebbein Shalom. A person, let's say, always a Kulei Davener. Yeah, he's a Kulei Davener. He's a Lentish Kantorah. So then he's Mafshet and Mafshet and Mafshet and Mafshet and Mafshet and Mafshet and Mafshet. And he's not getting any Hasagas for it. In other words, there's a Chukka. It's like a Ke'ilu within a Keva builds up the Muradika Chukka. But the husband's not there. So it's Lashav. The whole union of tefillah is to bring us to that matzah where automatically we're in a skalal into the dachar, and that's the bechinas Torah, like you said earlier. And the Torah is mashpia, but on Torah it's like you're building up for something and then you don't get the hashbah that you're waiting for. It's got to go. Good tefillah brings good tefillah, brings Shmoyso Shakadosh Baruch Hu, brings the Havana Hasaga of Torah, which is a Seichel Elokei Mamish. And then that's Mashpia on the tefillah that now he's Masik, he's Yedea Lispal of Hashem. So they feed each other.
Chalali at the Hesek in between. I mean, it's always good to learn a little bit.
Yeah.
Chalali can't go right into it.
Right into, yeah. So it's important that he has to go right into it. I'm saying even, yeah.
I got to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, after tefillah, a person should feel hamayde kachishik. That's what a person should feel, hamayde kachishik for Torah. Kilo like the nukva that mom built up her whole dus and she forgot about her life and she forgot about her whole mitzias for the husband. So at that point, when she's forgot about everything, she needs a husband. She needs the dachar.
How do you build that back up after if a person eats breakfast quickly? Or?
If a person straight after he finishes, he starts learning a bit, and even when he's eating breakfast, he's learning a shtickle.
Uh-huh.
So he's keeping it on a low flame at least, and then he can go straight to.
Uh-huh.
That's the vote. Somebody runs out of shul is like a tinnaker bereach and beis asif, because a tinnaker hasn't got das, like you just said. So aim by das means you can do it, but he doesn't feel that there's a hemshech. But somebody who's yesh by das. And the tefillah reaches a das of godless. Once he reaches a das of godless, it's moedik. Once being a skal, so then he has a moedik atchuka for the hashpa, and that's the hashpa of the dachar and the zohar of the Torah Kedusha. Moedik, yisod. Tefillah needs Torah, and Torah needs tefillah. So we discussed that once before. Learning before davening is the kedei lechavim b'shem. In order to daven properly, you need to learn before davening. And then you daven properly, and then you can learn.
But Rabbi would never give an eitz of a mashal for a Baal Tshuva who was such an esiris for Torah, and his tefillahs. Rabbi would still that type of person has that.
Depends where he's holding. In other words, if a Baal Tshuva at the beginning, when he's mamish misaira, you know, you get certain Baal Tshuvas that misaira for anything. You know, anywhere where they can latch onto, they have esiris. So there you let them, because there it's a hecher esiris. But then they lose it. So they have to be told then. That you know you have takamoda. You know he says mamish wants to be. He feels a mardi gesaris. You know they say funny things sometimes. You know I've heard it from them. You know they feel mamish. They want to go to the coastal and say tell him 10 times. So then I tell them takamoda. Go to the coastal and say tell him 20 times. But realize that this is iris that you're having now is a mardi gazach. It's mamish kulei min hashemayim. But it's going to go away. And then you have to realize that your avoid is to get back their Osiris. And then there's a whole Seder avoid out to get it back. So at the beginning, don't come to them with Seder. Because they're getting their Osiris without a Seder. Lady Tzis Mitzrayim eventually didn't tell Klal Yisrael have to have a whole Seder. He just sent down the godless. So then they don't need the Seder. But you should tell them, Boy Bashar, tell them, yeah, you want to hear Yavanda, you want to go Chayis, you want to go to the forest and scream. Go to the forest and scream. But you have to know that his iris you got without your credit. And therefore it's gonna go away. And it's go away, you machiv, now the Rosh Hashanah send you that iris, you have an achrayis to get back the his iris, say the avoida. That won't come without. Now once that good dies down, it's gonna die down, then it's got to come down with the say, it's got to come back on you with the say the avoida. Clear?
Yeah.
It's not just play about children. It's with everybody like that. Mm-hmm. Person sometimes has a Gavaltig Hesoyers. And when a person feels that Hesoyers came from Mamish, you know, came from, he doesn't know where it came from. In the middle of davening, he gets like a Mordic Hesoyers. And he has to realize it's a Matana Toiv and Hashemai. And sometimes it means, you know, you get Hesoyers in the middle of Shemin Hesra. So sometimes it means now you avoid it is to take Shemin Hesra slowly and to live and to thrive and to bulk yourself with that Hesoyers. Because then you know you don't need that. Now make cheshbonos. I've got to finish with Nesra. I've got to catch this. No, and stay there, and enjoy the Yisoyers. It's gonna go away. And when it goes away, rebuild it back. If the Baruch Shalom sends a person that way, he expects the person to come back to that same Yisoyers. He sent him Yisoyers. Baruch Shalom expects him to come back to that Yisoyers. And that's a klal yidua that you won't be masik the dveikus of Torah without tefillah. End of a kazeh. Chazanish was known that even in Torah he used to daven. In other words, he used to daven to Vashtein HaTosis, he used to cry, he was kulei, his whole Torah was kulei tefillah. His whole Torah was kulei tefillah. So that's the vote. He was called Kolkula. The head of the Chaznish was Kolkula Dovik Torah. Kolkula Dovik in the Likus of Torah. And he had his Pashtas Hagashmi and came to the Torah. And that was the Torah and Tefillah. That's what always going together. V'zeh Chanina Nafik Gekreisa Pirish Mikriyosai Yotza Migashmiyosai Masa Nafshu Lekachoysu L'Hashem Zbaruch L'Pnei Avosai. Roman and Krah, he brings the whole Arichas down here, Gemara and Baba Basra. One place it says that the bias was Shloshim Amakai Masai, the other place it says Esrim Amakai Masai, right? Stira, Roman and Krah, Shakatnes Vagandla, same Hepech Zemize, Lechoyer, Echitz the Kuyachat. The Ksiba Bias is Shabana Shlema, Salema had bias is Dibba, Sefi Tzira means the Dibba, Kshanimne Bishlemas, Hazu Shekoyma Shlema, Kishom, Kolka Chesav, Ba Dibba, Midasa Kule Shlema. Omnam Ksiv, Elifnei Adivir, in other words, before he gets to Dibba Shalim, Hari Dibba is the first simon of getting godless, right? The child doesn't speak, then he starts talking. Hari Dibba is the first simon that you're heading towards godless. So the place that says that when it was Bishleimus, so then the Shekhoima, so then it was Taka Bechina of 30, and then it was high. Lifnei Dvir, meaning before he's got to the Matzav of Dibbo, which means it's the Matzav of Katnas, Ubekatnas Niknan and Dibbo, Kvid the Koidnata, Bemsakoil Chat. So how does the Gemara answer? Kami Svasa Kruvim Lamala, Kruvim a Katnas, right? Amperavia faces of. Of babies, right? The Kruvim was Mechinas Katnas. Shabbat a Dibba Lamala Mechatnas, Shubi Svas Kruvim Lamala, that's the Gemara answers. The extra 10 Amas were from the Svas Kruvim Lamala. In other words, from beyond the Kruvim, the Kruvim is Katnas. So from beyond the Katnas, Oz Nishlam Abayis. A Katnas Nichla the Godless, and the Katnas is Nichla the Godless. The Tiyuvde the Chashoycha Ay, the Skala the Minahira, and the Choshech is in the Skala the Nahira. That's the Guf HaKruvim B'Neso Yoyim Deim. So I'm a Guf HaKatnas Leicha Nimshach. Oma B'Nes Shuhuram B'Nimtak B'Gadlas. More the Kizach. V'chein Kruvim Sh'osa Shloimer HaKatnas Sh'osa L'Chnisa B'Shleimus HaGadlas L'Gabikaka Yoyim Deim. The Katnas is Kruvim, B'Shleimus Kruvim on the ground. So I'm a Nishamach Sh'vatzme Kekaka V'Shofel Off. So in other words, he explained the whole teretz is that the godless is niskal into the godless, 20 amas, 30 amas. The katnas, in other words, the extra 10 is beyond the katnas. That's the koyach of the kodesh kadoshim. Koyach of the kodesh kadoshim is where the person comes and he gets his das to godless. In other words, all his avoda that he's been doing. The avoda of sumira is better than avoda of katnas. Right? Avoda of leaving one's levushim is avoda of katnas. The Heilige, the Torah Kedoshim, that's all Das the Godless. Kodesh Kedoshim is the Hiskalus, and Das the Katnas, and Das the Godless. Meaning, where all the Avodah of Katnas before was Masig, was Masig the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's all Niskalul into all a Yid can do. All Yid can do is he, like we said before, Yid is Mafshit himself from all his key. It hasn't been Masig yet. At the beginning, it hasn't been Masig yet Godless. And then when he gets to the Kodesh Kedoshim, his whole avodah of Katnas is then niskalul into the Godless. Mamish, what we said before. Right? In the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's where he got to the Madrigal Godless, which is Torah. Which is the Torah Kedoshim. Torah Kedoshim is Godless. Hashem HaChofetz, Naman Tzidkoi, Yagdil Torah. Yagdil Torah V'yadeh. Torah is the Bechina of Godless. And the Kodesh Kedoshim is a place where the Katnas, which is a person's avodah, till he gets to godless, that's the skull into the godless, and that's the extra amos which is above the pnei akruvim, which is the pnei amperavia, which is the face of the children. Vina yesh yudalad itim lerav yudalad itim letoiva shehim koyach itim. 14 is 28 koyach itim. Tzorch lahachlil yudalad itim shelrav yudalad itim shel toiva. So both hands were bechinas yamin. That's nichlan, it's the skull, the gvur into the chesed. So, it doesn't have vera, המקי חסרוין ומס חדוש של השם להסגור עוד. על ידי זה, יסק את מה שפוגם הזה, הוא הפיר את הרסכו, משום איס לעסס לשם טוב, לצדנו יובן, ויסק את הכל להסגור במסו, כי הכל על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא, שמסייע יערי. טוב, לצדנו, אבי זנצון, אני לא יודע, in other words, the godness sometimes a person, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a person, if a person makes himself godless, so then the Bein Shalom pushes him down and shows him that a man-made godless is really godness. Man-made godless is really godness, and the Bein Shalom pushes him down, and then he's machshel him to do an aveir, that's the beginning of Eis Lasses Lashem, like the fear to Rasech, he makes him do an aveir, and then he gets shiflus, and that's then he's Mesaken, he won't bring his God, and that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Messiah, and that's my Mishtavot, that we've been saying the whole time in this piece. Godless can only come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person has to be mafshit himself from godless in order that he should be niskal into the godless. But godless can only come from the Rebbein Shlomo. That's the same world. The Moshe Rabbein was the honor of Mikol Adam, because the greater he was, he realized that godless is Yigati Umatzasi. Godless is only from the Rebbein Shlomo. Godless a person can only get when he's mafshit himself, when he becomes an Einoi Klum. And that targ of becoming an Einoi Klum, in other words, he was mafshit himself, he doesn't feel himself anymore. It says that Moshe Rabbein was mamish, all his chushim were dead. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Moedika slave. He was mamish, like he was dead. All his chushim were numbed out of Yira for the Rebbein Shleim. He was called Kulei and he's called to the Rebbein Shleim. So that's how it is. And then a person gets godless. And godless al kocha comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as godless. Godless b'deod. In other words, even Slabotka of godless ha'odam, Havadah didn't mean chas v'shom, you know, godless ha'odam. And the pshat is that a person who's masik Torah, he has to manifestate the godless of the Torah. And he mustn't look like a shloch, because it's a chil Hashem, a tam tchochem, with the revav al bigdoy. All these inyanim is, if you attack a masik godless, let's see, you have to manifestate the godless. You take a show of what the godless, but not it's the person's godless, chas v'shom. So all the godless is only from the Rebbein Shleim. Tzadon Adam is all godless. That's what Rebbein Shleim was showing Klal Yisrael. I mean, later in Tzitzis Shem, in a matzah where they felt such cutness, Rebbein Shleim sent them as our godless for them to realize that godless always only comes from Rebbein Shleim. Godless always only comes from Rebbein Shleim. Nothing. No person can reach godless without the Rebbein Shleim. Some shot that the Rebbein Shleim helps him. It's all godless. Is the zohar being mashpia? Noshim dat on kalos. Haven't got godless adas. Finished. Haven't got godless adas. If they get godless adas, it's only because of the husband. Noshim dat on kalos. Same thing. Klal Yisrael is nukva. Klal Yisrael, we don't have godless. Now we can mafshit ourselves to a mandrega, to a matzav, where the Baruch Shem gives us godless. And that's the mechina. That's where the kruvim, where faces of babies. In other words, if a person goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim knowing that he's kulei katnus, then he can be zecher to the godless. And then it's the katnus, which is niskal, and brings in katnus means where you mafshit yourself completely. You mafshit yourself completely until you feel yourself in any klum, and then you get the madrig of godless. The madrig of godless can only come from the Rebbein Shleim.
Shabbos for Pesach, Shabbos
a godless.
You reach godless for Pesach.
Yes, we're getting godless. Yeah.
Shabbos
a it's because we're making ourselves for the matana. But the godless is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Godless. Every little say that we get godless, it's Metzias. Every little say that we get godless, the godless moichin comes before the katness. And we get godless and moichin. The more katness we make ourselves, the more we're zoichin to the godless. The more mafshit. That's what tefillah is, katness. Tefillah, what's katness? Tefillah means that we're mamish mafshit ourselves. Mafshit ourselves. That's the sort of matzah tzakilai. Ben Shlomo is about to show us the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the hechst moichin, highest moichin. Kriyas Yamsuf for us, Shevcha Layam, Hahechen and Meisim Mekov, the biggest godless. Ben Shlomo said, "No, now is not the time for godless. Just let Klal Yisrael go. Now I've prepared the godless for them." Matzah tzakilai. Now is not. Tefillah, they've done their godless ready now. Moving over to Amoridic Godless. Tefillah is a b'chin of katnas. Not katnas in a bad way, but tefillah is like a shiflus. Tefillah l'ani. And then the Rebbein Shleim sends the Godless.
Rebbein told me the other day that by Shavuot Pesach, the Rebbein Shleim wanted to see a certain He waited the 7 days to see.
We did daven. It says now. In other words, at that point already, it was time for godless.
After the first daven.
Yeah. Moshe says, "Matitzak Moshe Rabbeinu daven. Klal Yisrael daven. Is like daven. After Klal Yisrael daven, the Moshe says, now it's time for godless. Now it's time for godless. Now it's time to be massive godless." So where they can include that? Yid, the highest avoid of a yid is to reach the level where he's not even katnus anymore. He's completely bottle and mavutl. And that's when the godless comes. Gati mitzvasi. It's all the tzisod of Torah and the tzisod of tefillah. That's why the Aaron was in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Once you reach that level of Kodesh HaKadosh, where the chalodim lo yibol and moed, how could the Kohen Gadol be there? The Kohen Gadol was hecher v'yalodim. And he mafshed himself in Gansen from Bechaz Yadam. And then he said, to the Heilige Torah, the Bechaz Shnius were given a new kippah. Bechaz Shnius were given a new kippah. Kippah is a day of Kulei Tefillah. Day of Kulei Tefillah, Kulei going into the Kodeh, Kulei Tefillah, Kulei Avoidah. And he said, to Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Chochm of Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh is where the Koichi Yoitzi Miyodi comes in the Lomdas and the Oimek and Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh was given a new kippah. Only as a powerful tefillah, only as a powerful tefillah can get you into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there was Eicha. So that's the Shiva Luchas was in the Oran. Shiva Luchas is the Shosh of Torah Shabbat Peh. Luchas Shnius, the biggest Chacham of Torah, which you would think that, you know, that's Mo Mitzad HaOdom. That only came to them through the greatest hafshata of the Adam. B'chal Adam lo yiyeh. Dafka when the Kohen Gadol was not an Adam, that's where he got the Torah. That's where he got Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the son of the Heilige Torah. To be masik Torah, a person got to daven. To be masik davening, a person's got to learn. Yeah.
What was the last to davening out to learn many?
A person got to learn, otherwise he's not any day of chabim b'shem. That's the nekuda. We said a person, if a person dominates, and then he doesn't, and then the nukva is mishtoikik, and she doesn't get the feedback, she doesn't get the hashpo. So then the dominating means just it's like somebody taking the peel off and taking more peel off. He wants to get to the fruit. If he never gets to the fruit, he's not he won't peel.
So if one learns for davening, is that jumping into the Torah before the Torah?
No, I'm saying the learning for that before davening is achana for tefillah. It's not the learning of the after davening. It's the achana for tefillah.
How is that?
Because every bit of Torah makes his tefillah b'chinas yidei lecha b'nes Hashem. Guides a person. The person is going towards Rabbi Shlomo. It's like the Baal Shem Tov says: if you do a bit of asei toiv, makes the sumira much easier.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Isaac only in Somira, is you lose the team of the Asay Toiv.
Mm-hmm.
So do Asay Toiv, Shtukul Asay Toiv. And then you can be mafshit yourself. Once a person feels Ashtukul Likus, so then, and that was like he said before, start davening, you're by the Prozdar. It's very difficult to feel a Merdek a year, some Merdek a Gosha by the Prozdar, because you're an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah gives you a glimpse, a window in the king's room. You attack on the outside, and then there's the window up there where from the distance you can see what's going on in the king's room.
Mm-hmm.
So later, therefore, that gift starts, and then starts off the chukka. But how do you get from room to room till you get there? Because that's tefillah. Then you get into the room, then you remember you learned before davening, you saw it's the window there. After davening, now your mom's in the room. Heine doime, standing in the street looking up in the window, to being mamish in the king's room. When you're in the king's room, then there's the Hiskalus, then there's a Yichud, then there's a Zivuk, and that's Torah. And then there's Zachas Mashpiyat in the Kiva.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big son.